Community tensions in Point Breeze are intensifying over what some are calling the latest sign of gentrification, a summer pop-up beer garden. The lot was shut down twice by city regulators, but as the developer fights for its reopening, many debate how welcome the beer garden is in the South Philadelphia neighborhood. More from WHYY's Bobby Allen.
Stylish outdoor lights swing from tree to tree. Lawn chairs sit around wood spools that have been turned into tables. A repurposed 18-wheeler painted bright green and yellow serves as a bar. Food trucks are parked. It's a pop-up beer garden, surrounded by two-story row homes in the predominantly black Point Breeze neighborhood.
It's already underlining smolder of tension between the people that's moving into the community and the established people that's been here.
Larry Moore grew up in Point Breeze and used to play basketball here when it was a public park long ago. He says he's been watching the community get whiter and whiter. When the lot was filled up with beer-drinking revelers, he says some longtime residents started talking.
I hope that you can afford to pay the tax increases that's about to come into the neighborhood, or prepare to leave the neighborhood. And I think once they saw this, it was like a wake-up call.
As he was speaking to me, a young professional-looking hipster pedaled by on his bike.
And again, this is a perfect example. You know, and it's just funny, 20 years ago, you would have never saw that. You understand what I'm saying? So now, you know, I think when people see that, it's like, huh?
A state representative has even entered the fray after flyers circulated in Point Breeze calling the pop-up garden a trick to take over our community. Representative Jordan Harris held a neighborhood meeting where more than 100 people confronted the man behind the beer garden, John Longacre.
The small vocal minority, it's the same small vocal minority that opposes every single thing that happens here.
Longacre owns the lot and eventually plans to build a mixed-use apartment project on it. He's also started the American Sardine Bar in Point Breeze on what he says used to be a bad drug corner. Critics say the beer garden now being debated doesn't fit the fabric of the community.
The trash-strewn lot with Magnum 357 shell casings and drug bags did fit the fabric of the community?
Census data shows that in the past 5 years, Point Breeze has gotten wealthier and whiter. Still, it's predominantly black and working class. Claudia Sherrod leads the nonprofit South Philadelphia Homes. She's been in Point Breeze for more than 50 years. She says some residents chronically resist change.
Reverse racism seems to be a factor here. I have to be quite honest. It is a factor. Some of the people who are screaming and hollering, they think that you're taking something from them.
Not every neighbor is opposed to the nicely landscaped beer garden. A self-described freelance barbecue specialist lives right across the street from the lot. He goes by Walla Walla.
I love it. It was a junkyard when I moved here, but now it's beautiful. You know, nobody understands if you're going to move forward, you can't live in a neighborhood with the junk, okay?
But Larry Moore says, is it really an asset for the people who live in Point Breeze or to the people coming from other parts of town, lured by watermelon wheat beer and small batch pilsners?
Who are we going to kid? The type of beer or spirits that they sell isn't the type that most of the locals drink, okay? At the prices that they can afford, you know what I mean?
The beer garden was shut down by city officials for not going through a zoning change. Developer Longacre says it's not required. He says he's secured all the permits necessary and that the site is above board. The land use dispute is now stuck in municipal courts, but Longacre says he's hopeful the craft taps will be flowing again sometime next week. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.